We're joined on the hotline by Manny Seferis, who played basketball at Wichita State University from 1962 through 1965, was a member of the Shockers Final Four team in 1965 as a senior that year out of New York City. Manny, hello, welcome.
Fine. Thank you. Thank you for getting me on. All is well here. How's everything going in Wichita?
It's cold as heck, you know? That's the way it is. So, the ceremony to honor... Go ahead.
We're going to have a big reunion coming up, 60th reunion, which is really unheard of in today's world. 10 years ago, it seems like just a few moments ago, I left Bob Lutz in the Drury Hotel. We were discussing time, you know, the 50-year reunion in 10 years. And here we go with the 60th reunion. And it's all because we have a leadership in Bob Powers, who's taken it upon himself to bring us back. So we thought we were going to say goodbye to everybody 10 years ago, and now we're coming back. It's amazing because... This is unique in essence because I don't think this is going to happen elsewhere with the NIL and way basketball is today. You're lucky if you have one or two-year reunions because guys don't stay on teams more than 1 year and they transfer.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah, it's going to be much more difficult. And this reunion coming up on February 15th at the Drury Plaza Hotel, a handful of former Shockers are going to be back, including Manny, Dave Leach, Gerald Riemann, Tommy Newman, Melvin Reed, Bob Powers, the widow of Ron Heller, who was a coach on that team, and then Gloria Stallworth, the widow of the great Dave Stallworth, will also be in attendance. I got to ask you, Manny, you had a ringside seat for a lot of this. You were a backup guard for the Shockers during your time here. Some of the greatest Shockers of all time played in this era. What stood out to you about Dave Stallworth?
Oh, on and off the court, he was one of a kind. He was an All-American. He was an alternate on the Olympic team back then. But the beauty of Dave was off the court, he was very energetic. Very comforting. He told me, Manny, hang in there. You'll get some playing time. Not only that, when he played for the New York Knickerbockers in New York, I lived in New York after I got out of college. He would always get me seats to go to Madison Square Garden to see him play. I didn't want to impose on him. And be honest with you, when he had that slight heart attack, I visited him in the hospital. And the first thing when I went up there, he was asking me about me rather than me asking him about him. That's the kind of person he was. He cared for people a lot off the court. And a lot of people knew about his greatness on the court, but they didn't know what kind of man he was off the court. And to this day, I'll never forget the wonderful things he did for me and my family in New York and even in Wichita out there.
You know, Wichita State for a little while had a decent little pipeline going from New York to Wichita State. So how did that happen for you? What drew your attention to Wichita State? What brought you here, and what were your initial impressions of Wichita?
Well, what brought me there was Ralph Miller. I had heard about him. I had graduated George Washington High School and looking for a school to play ball, and he was very comforting in my conversation with him, and he said, come on out here, because, you know, I was a walk-on. Come out here, and let's see what can be done. And apparently, my freshman, we played freshman ball then, but I impressed him a little. And then sophomore year, I asked him if I could come back, and he said, yeah, come on back. And I made the team. I was so excited, called my parents and saying, I made this team, Missouri Valley. You know, the Missouri Valley was the conference to beat. You know, it was like the ACC is now, Missouri Valley with Cincinnati Bradley and all that. And from then on, you know, junior year, we were supposed to go to the Final Four in the junior year. I remember we played Kansas State at our place in the regional finals. And Dave had a great game, but unfortunately, K-State, upended us in a surprise win for them, and we didn't go to Kansas City. That's where the Final Four was. And then in our senior year, we lost Dave. We lost Nate. Dave's eligibility was up, and Nate had flunked out. And we only had five guys. We had nobody over 6'5", and all five starters were from the metropolitan area in Kansas. And it was great. And the thing I remember most is when we were in the regionals then, you won your conference. We won the conference then. And we went up to Manhattan, Kansas, and played at the Ahern Fieldhouse then. I don't think it's in existence anymore. We played SMU the first game. We beat them. But the second game, we were heavily underdogs, I think, by 12 or 13 points. But we were playing Oklahoma State, coached by the inevitable Hank Iba. And Hank Iba was something. And in that game, Gary Thompson was our coach at that time. I think Gary played maybe five or six players. We beat Oklahoma State at their own game. I think we beat them by 12. We were underdogs by 12. Sending us to the Final Four, which was, we celebrated the whole night. It was a moment in time in my life that I'll never forget when that horn went off and we won and we went in the locker room. It was just phenomenal. Just a moment in time in your life that you never forget. And then we had a motorcycle escort back into Wichita when we took the bus back. We had a lot of people waiting for us at the field house, and it was great, preparing to go to Portland, Oregon. Things that you never forget, it was just great.
It was an unbelievable time. I was 10 years old and watched that on some kind of pay-per-view thing, and just incredible. Right. Amani Seferis is our guest from formerly Wichita State basketball. They'll be celebrating their Final Four 60th year coming up on February 15th at the Drury Plaza Hotel. So just to talk to you a little bit more about the personnel on the team, you mentioned the guys that were left to start after the departure of Dave Stallworth and Nate Bowman. And you mentioned the five from the Wichita area. Let's go ahead and talk about those guys. John Chris from Wichita Southeast, Vernon Smith of Newton, Jamie Thompson of Wichita East, Kelly Pete also of Wichita East, and Dave Leach of McPherson. That couldn't happen in today's world either, that five local guys basically take a team to a Final Four.
Exactly. And we didn't have size then either, but we had smart. We had Gary Thompson was a great coach, played good control ball, didn't turn the ball over. And even when we lost Dave and Nate at mid-year, we continued to win with those five guys. It was incredible, I got to tell you. And the one thing about all five of them, Dave was a corner shooter. He never missed. Kelly Peake was a rebounder. He was a shooter. John Chris, of course, out of Southeast High School, was excellent. And Vernon Smith, who was a transfer from Oklahoma State, Ralph had brought him in, was just excellent. Smart on the boards, a good shooter, very good court sense. And Jamie Thompson out of East High School. How could you not mention Jamie Thompson was excellent? He was a sophomore then, played like a senior. He was our top scorer in Portland, Oregon, when we went to play UCLA and then Princeton in the consolation game. And all five, nobody over 6'5". We had guys on the bench. Jerry Davis was 6'10". We had Mel Reed. But they were replacements. But the five usually played there. It was you'll never have that in today's world because the game has changed. They're playing more above the rim than below the rim. And that'll never happen again. It's a moment of time. By the way, just to mention some experience I had, in our final game against Drake at the Fieldhouse, Gary Thompson announced that he was going to start the five seniors. And I was one of the seniors. One of them was Dave Leach. The other was Vern Smith. The other was Larry Nosage. And the other, I believe, was Jerry Raymond. And when Barry announced that in the locker room, I almost passed out. I said, I'm starting. And John came over and Kelly came over and said, hey, listen, relax. You're going to take our place out there. Really? So I'm going on the court. It's a moment of time. I'll never forget starting against Drake University. We played maybe 4 or 5 minutes. Gary left us in there. We won that game. And that's a moment in time that Gary Thompson started 5 seniors in that game, which was incredible. A moment of time I'll never forget. It's just that's what Wichita was all about then, and it still is.
No doubt. So I got to ask you, and I may have asked you before, but it's maybe the most asked question about Wichita State basketball, certainly from that era. Had the Shockers had Nate Bowman and Dave Stallworth for the full 1963-64 season, I'm sorry, 64-65, would they have won the national championship? You think he would have beaten UCLA and had the firepower to beat teams like Princeton?
To be honest with you, I think we would have. I think we would have. Now, we played UCLA in the semifinal game at Memorial Coliseum in Portland, Oregon, okay? They had Goodridge, they had Erickson, they had a lot of guys. And they played that 1-2-1-1 full court press, okay? We didn't have the size to go up against them. We didn't have an All-American where Dave could break up that press and stuff like that. So we didn't have the rebounding of Nate Bowman. Had we had those two guys, and we had them the previous year, when we could have went to the Final Four. My feeling is, and you can ask any of the members that were on that team that year, I think we had a good shot to beat UCLA. I'm sure we would have beat Princeton. But, you know, Princeton was there. Bill Bradley scored 58 points that time in the consolation round. But in the game that we played against UCLA in that semifinal, we went down early. They pressed us. They out-rebounded us. Goodridge was hitting from all corners. And you had John Wood coaching him. We didn't have those two All-Americans. My feeling is that we had a good chance to at least stay with them and probably, if the game was close at the end, probably take them out. Probably would have beat them. Yeah.
We're never going to know. A 36-point loss.
No, definitely not. And we also lost big to Princeton. But it was a consolation game and that, and it was all good. But we wouldn't have lost by 36. Definitely. I think it would have been an exciting game. You know, that was Princeton. That was UCLA's start with John Wooden the year before, and he had guys like Erickson and Goodridge, and I think Freddie Goss was on that team too. Keith Erickson, I mean, you know, another rebounder. They played smart, but if we had those two, it would have been a different story. No question. No, I want the audience to know that. We could have won the NCAA championship.
And when people talk about the greatest players in college basketball, when people talk about the greatest players in college basketball history, they don't often bring up Gale Goodrich, but for my money, he should be in that conversation. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not only was he a shooter in the corner, he could go on the dribble, smart. Everything. Gale Goodrich went on to the Lakers. I mean, this guy was the beginning. I mean, I don't know if he was a senior then. I think he might have been a senior or junior. I believe he was a junior. Erickson was on that team too. But that UCLA team, that was the second year Wooden was going. I think they lost in 66 to they didn't make the Final Four then. I think it was Kentucky and Texas Western, El Paso, and Ryder was playing. But UCLA team, John Wooden was just the beginning of a lot of things going on. But things that we'll never forget, that we had the opportunity. But you know something? We had a big opportunity the year before when we were at home hosting the regional final against K-State. Yeah. When they had Willie Morrell, Jeff Simon. You might remember those names. You may not.
I was at the game, Manny, and it about killed me. So, yeah, let's not talk about that, okay?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm sorry to bring that up. That was a big disappointment. And Ralph Miller was coaching them before he left for for Iowa, I believe. Yeah.
Well, Manny, it's been a great pleasure to catch up with you. We look forward to seeing you in less than a month now for the reunion of the 60-year Shocker Final Four team from 1965 at the Drury Plaza Hotel. Manny, thank you. Have safe travels when you come to Wichita, okay?
Thanks. I'll probably dress up warm, correct?
You probably should, yes. It's not Florida.
Thank you so much.